there's been more and more studies, which we think is great because there's more information becoming available about it. Last week, something that was posted that's very sad is that 13 sperm whales washed up on the coast in Germany, and their stomachs were full of plastic. And a sperm whale, this is affecting all levels of sea life, and it's from plankton all the way up the food chain to whales and to some of the largest creatures on the planet, and unfortunately to us. It's also it's in the marine food chain, and it's probably impacting us. We're not sure about that yet. Enough research has not been done on that. But they have studied fish and other sea creatures that show that they are ingesting the plastic. Something like on the order of 90% of seabirds have plastic in their stomachs now. It's really quite tragic. And the world's oceans, a lot of people have heard of the North Pacific Gyre or the Pacific Garbage Patch, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch north of Hawaii, that is somewhere in size from twice the size of Texas to the size of the entire United States. It's this amorphous blob of plastic swirling around out in the Pacific. Well, the sad truth is now is that each major ocean has at least one gyre. So the Pacific Ocean has a north gyre and a south gyre of plastic trash. The Atlantic has a north and south gyres, and the Indian Ocean has a gyres. There are five whirlpools of plastic swirling around in the oceans. It's a pretty stunning problem when you really start to look at it.
What do you see for the future of, you know, the oceans, but also the coastal bend? I mean, how do you see our local connection being affected by that?
Well, so the world's oceans, I should probably add that there was a study done in January of this year that showed that if we don't change what we're doing, by 2050, plastics will outweigh fish in the world's oceans. So that's pretty significant. And so here in the coastal bend, the Gulf of Mexico is not like the major world oceans. We don't have this gyre of plastic going around. What we have instead are the currents and the winds depositing a lot of the trash back up on the shorelines. Anybody who's participated in beach cleanups along the Gulf Coast can see, I encourage people to really take a look at the beach someday when you're sitting in the nice warm sand and you're on your towel. Sift through the sand beside your towel and see what's in there. There are hundreds, thousands of little tiny pieces of plastic in the sand. Sometimes, depending on where you are, it resembles more of a landfill than a beach. So in the coastal bend, what we would like to see is our plastic bag bans, for instance. We would like to see people shift towards using reusable bags when they go to the store or refusing bags. At a state level, we have advocated for a deposit refund bill for all drink containers, so including aluminum cans, glass bottles, plastic bottles, so that each bottle would have a value of a nickel. And then those bottles, and they have a value when they're on the side of the street or on the beach, and they get picked up. And I think that would greatly reduce the amount of trash around our area. We have gone to the state capitol and lobbied for that. Those are two of the main things that we're working on. The other one is just really helping people understand that their own personal actions can have consequences, and those can be very bad consequences when you add them all together from all the people.